mine. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We're getting started. Smiling faces. We ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. You come to hear from God?
Yes.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you all for coming. We are going to have a little fellowship meeting today, and we're going to have Brother Homer Longoria speak for us, and have a wonderful time in the Lord. Also, Brother Mike Oltig will be here in a minute, but Brother Tim Calhoun, we got ministers here from different places. Thank you for coming. Appreciate all of you. Love you with the love of the Lord. And we're going to have special singing, and we're going to sing for a little while, and then have Brother Homer come out. Remember, today's Brother Dale's birthday, so we're going to sing happy birthday up here to him, and then we'll sing it to him downstairs if that's all right. Brother Joe can do that because I can't sing, so he'll let him sing. Happy birthday. He'll be 82 today. Brother Homer's will be just in a few days. He'll be 80 on the 20th. So just keep him all in your prayers. We're going to have a meal afterwards. Like I said, thank everybody for coming. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Anybody got a spoken request, or we don't have any request except our neighbor over here, Raynell Autry, Brother Buster's wife, has got last stages of cancer. She had breast cancer many, many years ago, and it's apparently come back, and they've trying to do therapy on her and all that, the chemotherapy. So just keep her in prayer. And I know we have all unspoken requests. Yeah. Let's remember the ones that are not here, the ones that are sick, ones that are watching in online. If you have a request, just lift your hands up to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Father, we pray that you just be with us, Lord. As needy people, Lord, we're your children. And Lord, the children of God are crying out, Lord, for healing. For different things that we need, Lord. We pray that you would meet each need. Father, I pray that you'd meet spiritual needs today too, Lord. Because they are many also, Lord. We all need more of you, Father. And Lord, we come into this building, Lord, to worship you, Lord, in song. And worship you, Lord, in hearing of the word of the Lord. I pray that you'd anoint Brother Homer, Lord, with the word of God to speak to us for this hour that we need, Lord. I pray that you'd be with each one, Lord, that's here in this building. Sanctify us for this journey that we're on, Lord, and give us a good time in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just remain standing. We'll sing happy birthday to Brother Dale, and then turn it over to Brother John. God bless you.
Let's sing that to Brother Dale, and I tell you, let's just give Brother Dale a hand clap. We just thank the Lord for him. You know, we'll not celebrate our first birth, but what's more important is that new birth. And I really, truly believe he has surrendered his life, and so God can use him. How many here has been affected in some way in their life through the ministry that God used Brother Dale over all these years? That's a testimony. That's a testimony to each of us, and we just want to give God the glory, but we also want to say thank you, brother, for all the years of service. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday. That song, There Is Power in the Blood, the key of F. Are you so thankful for that power this afternoon?
Amen.
And that power comes from that life that's in the blood. And that life, not on the cross, but he is risen. He is risen in the word and in our hearts today. Amen.
Amen.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Thank you. have Brother Ulti up here. I like to use visitors in service here. I've never done this before, but I'm going to do it because he's my good friend. Bless his heart. I've known him for so many. We're going to have him to come take up the offering. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead and pray.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lord, to gather ourselves in a common faith.
Yes, Father.
We realize many countries don't have this opportunity.
Yes,
right.
And Lord, not only do we have an opportunity to gather together in a common faith, but to worship you in spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Lord, yes, as we take up this offering, Lord, may you bless those that give. And Lord, bless those that receive from this offering.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
May you open up the windows of heaven, Lord.
Yes, Lord God.
This is one of the only places you said to try you and to test you.
Yes.
And that you would open up the windows, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Lord, not so much from our pockets.
Yes.
But Lord, from our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, yes. Support the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, Brother Ulti is another one that's really had an impact over my life. And even when I was a teenager, he was there, just a solid foundation. And just as an encourager, and I just appreciate him. Let's sing that chorus. It's already done in the key of F. We have quite a few specials this evening, so we will start to call each group up an individual after we sing this chorus. Amen. Oh, it's already done. Hallelujah. Yes, so let that be your confession this evening. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's all done. Let's sing that verse again. Oh, it's already done. Hallelujah. It's already done. Oh, praise His name. The battle is over. The victory is won. It's already done. Are you already healed today? Oh, I'm already healed. cross and follow Jesus and take up your cross every day. So don't be afraid.
Jesus blinded all my darkness. He sparked my heart within. His grace and mercy lit a passion, consumed my sin.
Now like a city on a hilltop, I'll shine through the night. I am a land made for His glory. I will not hide.
I've been touched by a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout it till everyone has heard. Has changed my life. His name be lifted high. His holy fire's burning inside of me. I cannot hold it inside. I cannot keep it quiet. This holy fire's burning inside of me. I cannot hold it inside. I cannot keep it quiet. This holy fire's burning inside of me.
the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout it till everyone has heard. I've been touched by a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout it till everyone has heard.
Consuming fire.
Right.
If you haven't been touched by it, you'll never be the same. You'll walk different. They came out of that upper room, and they had something to say then. Amen.
Amen.
The whole world. That's how God started to spread the gospel.
Right.
Around the world. Brother Chris, would you come? And we'll have him to go ahead and come with his special, since Sister Zoe's up here. I'll tell you, God has so many wonderful talents in these young people. Little Zoe is, and playing these songs. And that's who he's using. He's rising up an army. Amen.
May be shaking, though the darkness rose in like a flood, we will fix our eyes on what's unchanging, standing on the truth of who you are. Not even now are you defeated. Not even now are we alone. Not even now are you less than Almighty God. Sometimes the future seems uncertain, and though sometimes we're faced with the unknown, nothing's gonna strip you of your power, and nothing's gonna shake you from your Not even now are you defeated. Not even now are we alone. Not even now are you less than Almighty God. Not even if the sky is falling, not even when the enemy roars, yours is eternal glory, you are forever strong. Not even if the sky is falling, not even when the enemy roars, yours is eternal. Now are you not even now. Not even now are you defeated. Not even now are we alone. Not even now are you listening, Almighty God.
Chris, we all stayed up fellowshipping really late, but you know, we were sharing with each other just as brothers and Christians, the many trials and things we go through and our struggles, and how God, He brings a song in the middle of the night, and it really just speaks to the heart. Come out of that trial with character and a victory, and it's just reflecting more of Christ in our life. Amen. Let's Sister Trudy, if you would like to go get the sisters downstairs so they can start to prepare for their song, if there's any downstairs. Let's sing that chorus, You're My Refuge, the key of Elf, while the other sisters come up here for their special. Amen. He's our refuge in the time of the storm and in the time of the need. He's our sanctuary. The song says, when I'm feeling afraid, He's my hiding place. Amen. Amen. He's my refuge. Praise the Lord. You are my refuge. And you are my sanctuary. And when I feel afraid, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. And when the storms are raging, it's underneath your
free indeed, free, 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 no more. auction block of sin. Satan, he controlled me. He had the highest bid. But Jesus died on Calvary so that I could be set free. Jesus whispered, child, I bought you. Now you belong to me. To Jesus, I'm a child of the King. I traded my filthy garment for a robe of royalty. Those chains that used to bind me are now laying at my feet. You see, the devil done lost his claim when Jesus rose again. Set free. Traded your filthy garments for a robe of royalty. Those chains that used to bind you are now laying at your feet. Listen, you see, the devil done lost his claim when Jesus rose again.
He that the Son has set free.
Freedom in the Holy Spirit. Amen. I tell you, we thank you for that song. I tell you, that means a lot. But that's something we can all identify with. You can come back up here. We've all been in those chains of sin until the blood of Christ came and broke that. And I tell you, on that resurrection morning, and you fast forward 2,000 years, what a resurrection that was. What a resurrection of this word this is. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just sing. Let's sing that song, "The Master of the Wind." If the brothers could pull it up in the back. I have Sister Rebecca Calhoun, if you'd like to get ready to come up here after we sing this song. Amen. We know him as the master of the wind, but he's the master of every circumstance. You know, as we were fellowshipping last night with our brother and sister, we were talking about all the things we go through in life. And you have to step back and say, Lord, why am I going through this? There's a victory that I see, but I have to just walk by faith, not by sight, start confessing that word, start and put all my emotions in prayer, give it to Him, and He will control the circumstances, and it'll come out to His glory and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a Father, He watches over me. When the breeze turns into the
Thank you.
Look at that blood. Back covering. Zoe, Kaylee, y'all have a song this morning? Okay. I'll let y'all go ahead and come and sing this afternoon. To be in His name. We took on His name and we accepted Him. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was reading about just that phrase when I was reading in the scriptures about the namesake. So many times that Israel backslid, but God, by rich in mercy, for His namesake, brought Him back. It's not about just our way in there, but it's His name. Be identified. There's something about that name, I tell you, that we're part of that, and He's finding, we find ourselves in His name. Let's sing this song. I just want to thank You, Lord, for letting me hear Your word in the key of F. And we'll sing this while Brother Wade gets Brother Homer ready. And have them ready before we... Let's all stand. Are you thankful to hear the word of the Lord? Amen. tell you, that's the only way faith can come, is by His Word. And Him coming on the scene and quickening that Word to our hearts. Make us that new creature in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank You, Lord, for letting me hear Your word. What have I done to deserve such glory revealed to me? Oh, it's in the revelation. Thanks for that special night when I saw
you for coming. God bless you. We got some churches that are represented here. Sister Marie Powell there in the back. We haven't seen her in a long time with her family. Just make yourself at home. Amen. Amen. We're going to hear from a brother that we all know and we all love. If you don't know him, in about 5 minutes you're going to. Well, we love Brother Homer. We've always thought a lot of him. He's a good brother. Stood for the Word of God. Got a good group of people over in Ohatchee, Alabama. That is in the United States, I think. So anyway, all right, we're going to bring Brother Homer up here and let him preach the gospel to you. Good to have Brother Mike Oldteague up in front, but I'm going to let him talk tomorrow. He's going to preach tomorrow, so he don't need to say anything today. I don't want to wear him out. He's getting old, you know. So God bless you. Let's sing the rest. Let's sing that song again.
And I just want to thank you, Lord.
I met Mike today at my own. Don't wear out my vocal cords. But anyhow, Mike, I saw Mike at the motel a while ago, and he thought, what are they doing with this old folks? Well, you know, it's just one more round. One more round, you know. And so I'm proud to have one more round, you know. And I told somebody, I said, you know what I like about getting old? A lot of people didn't. A lot of people didn't, amen. And no, you know, old's not bad. My body has a problem with it. You know, that's the whole thing, you know. And so anyhow, it's good to be here. Amen. It's surely been a while. Been a while since I've been here, and I guess since we had the last fellowship meetings, and so that's been a while, and Ohatchee is on the map, and one preacher came from Arizona, and he said, Bible said, go into the uttermost, and he said, I've just been there. Amen, amen. So if you had ever been there, don't laugh until you come. Amen, amen. So, anyhow, we want to greet you in the name of the Lord and trust that you everyone's feeling well. What I really came for is the ice cream and cake. I hadn't had no dinner, so I'm waiting. Guess what? I'm Homer. Amen. I want you to look with me tonight, if you would, for... Okay, 30 minutes, is that right? 30 minutes, you know. 30 minutes. And I set my watch by Georgia time, and it quit. Amen. Jesus had a sense of humor. No. Amen. And so, I used my wife's picture for a bookmarker, and so when she looked like she's dissatisfied, I quit. Amen. I want you to look with me, if you would, this evening in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, we want to look at a few verses of Scripture. And I'll take a thought tonight, if I could, just real quickly, on missing your opportunity. Missing your opportunity. Amen. Amen. You know, now we know that the bride won't. Amen. We know the bride's not, but there's people who can miss their opportunity. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. So the Bible says, amen, in verse number 17. And when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running, and he knelt down, and he asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that's God. Thou knowest the commandment. So he'd been in church all of his life. Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not father nor thy mother. Excuse me. Thy father nor mother. And he answered and he said unto him, Master, I've got a testimony. I've done this. I've done this. Amen. He said, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, behold him, loved him. So the love of God don't put you in heaven. Go, God can't break his own word. Amen? So Jesus loved him. Amen? You know, we hear this story all the time, how that Jesus loves you and all of the... Amen? And he does.
Right.
Yes. Amen? But he can't break his word for you.
That's right.
And you say amen.
Right.
Amen. Jesus loved him. Amen? And he said, one thing thou likest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, take up thy cross and follow me.
Right.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you tonight, God, for being able to be here. And
yes.
Bless your word tonight, Father. Bless your people, Father. Get glory out of the service in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. And I want to look at that tonight by the help of the Lord. And amen. And missing your opportunity. And you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now this man, amen, he had every opportunity in the world to receive life.
Right.
Amen. Now I understand he was not bright.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Because he was not elected. Amen. Because he couldn't have missed it.
Right. Right.
Amen. But you have an opportunity. And I want you to know, Brother Tim, we're looking at it in this hour, that how many people is leaving the message.
Right. Right.
Amen. But they had an opportunity to make it.
Right. Right.
Amen. Because God's not a respected person. Amen. So he gives you an opportunity because he said he would that all come to repentance.
Amen.
He would that all, amen, amen, would make his transition.
Right.
Is that all right? Amen. But now we see in this hour, amen, that there's many falling by the wayside. They had the same opportunity. Amen. They probably kept all the commandments. They probably kept all the holiness. They tried to live right for year after in year. Amen. But something began to happen. Amen. Amen. As this young man, amen, the Bible said, amen, he said, all of this I've observed.
Right.
Amen. I took care of this.
Right. Right.
Amen. And Jesus said, thou likest one thing.
Right.
I wonder what it's going to be like, Brother Mike, when we get to the end and we see so many likest one thing.
Right.
God ain't going to let you go in above his word.
That's right.
God's not going to, amen, favoritism to us.
Right.
Amen. Can I go on?
Amen.
So the prophet of God says, he said, the rich young ruler, as we call him in the Bible, he passed a great opportunity.
Right.
He passed a great opportunity.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Why? He was right at the foot of the cross.
Right.
He was right at the foot of Christ.
Right.
He was right in the one that could give him life.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I thought, isn't it amazing that even Jesus cannot, amen, change you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
If you break the word.
Right. That's true.
This word is so important.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Your Bible tells you that heaven and earth will pass away.
Yeah.
But it's never, his word never will.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And so therefore, amen, just reading this book,
amen,
it doesn't do it.
Right.
It doesn't do it. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So it takes something as obedience to the word of God.
Amen.
And you know, we find out that the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 16, amen, maybe the Bible readers did not know this until a prophet come, that this rotten man lifted up his eyes in hell.
Right.
And he remembered.
Right.
He remembered where he missed it.
That's it.
Brother Branham says it like this. He said, Herod is out in the regions of the lost. Remembered when he missed it. When he turned it down. What he could have done. Amen. God help us. We can't just follow something. We've got to be a part of something. This word must mean more to you than your very necessary meat. It's got to be your absolute. That's the reason God, rich in mercy, has sent a message that you wouldn't miss it. But he's given every one of us. He give the world an opportunity. He traveled the world, amen, seven times. He, amen, gave the world an opportunity to receive God. They thought they had God. They thought they knew God. They had observed all the laws. Amen. That's the reason Jesus said, amen, at that day. He said, there's one accuses you. I don't have to. I don't have to accuse you. There's one that you followed. There's going to be one standing that day.
Yeah.
That's going to accuse us.
Right.
And that was the one that delivered this message.
Right.
Are y'all helping me today?
Amen.
Don't you see my voice is bad?
Yeah. Listen, Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's one that accuses you.
Yes.
Amen. We got to stand. Amen. With that message of the hour.
Amen.
I'm not giving account for Luther.
Amen.
I'm not giving account for Wesley.
Right.
I'm not even giving account for Pentecost.
Right.
But I will give account for what God has done in this hour.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Brother Adams said, this young man missed his opportunity.
Right.
He gave it up.
Right.
And standing right in the presence.
Amen.
I couldn't help but think in this hour.
Right.
Amen. How many people has walked out? They get on YouTube and they start expressing how wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. How wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to be a part of something before you can say it's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. They never was a part of it.
Right. Right.
Amen. It never was made real to them.
Right.
Isn't that what the prophet said?
Right.
Brother Ben said it never was. He said, we have the Bible.
Right.
We have the truths of it. But it was not made real the biggest part of the people. You can follow something because it's good. It seems right. It looks right. Amen. But when it comes right down to it, you miss your opportunity. And you say amen. Amen. The prophet of God says, amen. So this young man was like the great rich Laodicea. Amen. Well, what God did, he sent a word in Laodicea.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And you know what? It was predicted to come in Laodicea.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But the thing about it was, they were so invested in the churchianity.
Right.
They were so invested in their own creeds.
Amen.
And they missed what God did.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And when it was presented to them, Chicago, 1961, look what Brother Branham did. Look, amen. They had an opportunity. We'll come.
Yeah.
We'll be baptized.
Right.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Brother Branham said, did they come? No. Not a one.
Right.
Brother Branham said, they asked for their tapes. Did they get them? No. Not a one.
Right.
But they had an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They had an opportunity.
Amen.
Think about it, church.
Yeah.
Amen. Here we stand. Amen. Tonight with an opportunity that a lot of the world don't have.
Right.
A lot of the church people don't have.
Amen.
But you got an opportunity. Why? Because the word of God has come right to you and it's fell right at your feet. And brother, it's what you do with it. It's your opportunity.
Amen.
We preach to help, trying to help the young people. You can't hardly help the young people when the old people's falling away.
That's right. That's right. Preach it, brother.
Huh?
Amen.
Look at the old people falling away.
Yeah.
Why would a young person want something that the old people can't have?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Rich Laodicea.
Yes.
They, amen, they're rich.
Right.
They have need of nothing.
Right. Uh-huh.
But they don't know that they're blind.
Right.
Blind to what? Truth.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
My Bible said you shall know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth will make you free.
Right.
It don't just set you free, it makes you free.
Right.
There's a difference in making you free and setting you free.
Yes. Yes.
I've been made a Longoria.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen. So you've been made free by the word of God.
Right.
And you say amen.
Amen.
So we have an opportunity tonight.
Right.
Amen. It don't take much. It didn't take him no time. Amen. He could have received an opportunity to change his whole life.
Amen.
All of his goodness, as the scripture says, is never to be remembered.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All of his goodness is not to be remembered now. Why? He cast it aside.
Right.
Amen. Look, Brother Branham says, And the scripture says he lifted up his eyes. We found him in hell.
Right, yes, yes.
All his time, he has a remembrance.
Right, yes.
Brother Branham said, you remember.
Right?
Right?
Oh, yes.
Somebody said, you quote Brother Branham. I don't know nothing else.
Right, brother.
Come on. Hey, I was born a Catholic. I was raised a Protestant, Baptist. I was baptized United Pentecost. I went to the Osteen move, and then I got saved.
Amen.
So don't tell me about church.
Right.
I cut my teeth on a church pew, and I wear dentures today. Church, amen. Each one has an opportunity. Amen. Amen. So he says, a prophet of God in the scripture says, amen, we find him begging, trying to reach out to his kinfolks. Amen. Once you've been there, amen, once you get a taste of that other side, you want to tell somebody else. So the prophet of God tells us, and the Bible tells us, amen. He said, look, tell my brothers not to come here.
Yeah, right.
Amen. He looks and he sees. Amen. What if some of our ancestors that went out, lost, could look back?
Right.
Wonder what they'd tell you.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Don't miss your opportunity
like
we did.
That's right.
Don't miss your opportunity. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Prophet of God says, amen. He said that young man was like this great year, Laodicean age that we live in. Amen. It's seen a great opportunity to invest in something, but it's not popular.
Right.
Amen. Oh my, we're making all kinds of signs, all kinds of crosses everywhere.
Right.
Amen. But church, amen, they're not a part of that.
That's right.
Amen. To be a part, amen, it's not something on the cross now.
Right.
We don't have a Jesus on the cross.
Right.
We can't keep Jesus on the cross.
Right.
If you got Jesus on the cross, amen, he's never been alive to you.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's not in the tomb today.
Right.
He's not in the manger.
Right.
Where is he at? He's in you tonight.
Amen.
If he's not in you, you need to get there because you got an opportunity to get there tonight.
Amen.
He's not in all of those other vents.
Right.
Amen. He's in a living creature tonight.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Let me say amen.
Yes,
amen. He's not in rich Laodicea.
Nope.
He's not in this young, amen, this young ruler.
Yes, that's right.
We lost him. Amen. The prophet of God said, amen, if you would. Brother Man said, look, he was put out of the denominations. They didn't want him. The rich young ruler went away sad. Went away sad. Amen. And he came, amen, looking for life. He came looking for life. And he went away sad. Because of the price.
Right. Yes.
And amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank God. Hey, look. When my folks started following this message, my wife's folks, I didn't want no part of it. I don't want none. Look, Mike, I didn't want it. I thought this was all crazy. Well, you know how you are. You don't back to your in-laws anyhow. But you know what? I didn't want that. Because you know why? I was letting the flesh work. I wouldn't let the seed of God work. Amen.
Amen.
But one day something began to happen. Amen. I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to change.
Amen.
Amen. I can sit back and amen. I knew the Baptist doctrine. I could tell them, amen, what we believed.
Right.
Amen. I could tell you about speaking in tongues. Amen.
Right.
You know, people, you know, people's bad enough. You know, you ought to know there was something wrong when they had to slap you, move your jaw, wiggle your jaw to get you a stamina lip. Everybody knows you'd have a stamina lip and somebody wiggling your jaw.
Amen, brother.
But you wasn't smart. You thought that's the avenue we got to go. And we're willing to go that avenue. Amen. They say, say a word. Say it faster. Well, you know, you say after a while, you faster, your teeth is going to get crossway.
Right.
Come on.
Amen, bro.
This is what we come up under.
Yeah.
I can imagine a young ruler come up under some of it, and he was tired of it.
Right.
You got to get tired of some of that stuff after a while.
Yes.
There's no life in it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got tired of hearing the same thing every service.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
What's the truth in here?
Amen.
But you know what? Amen. And all of that we've been. You could join up with that anytime. But you couldn't be birthed.
That's right.
Amen. You could never get birthed in it. Because Brother Bram said you never were satisfied.
Amen.
Brother Bram says it like this. He said, we staggered in one place into another until we found this place, until we found this situation. And then, amen, we found an anchor. Then we didn't care about the criticism. We didn't care what people called us. Amen. We didn't care. Amen. Why? All we know, we had found a pearl of great price.
Amen.
And you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so the prophet of God says, the prophet of God said, amen, the rich young ruler went away sad. Although, you notice that it says here, amen, Jesus loved him. Jesus loved him. Amen. Why? He wouldn't none should perish. Everybody come to eternal life. Jesus loved him. Amen. But why? It was him turned down his opportunity. Wasn't Jesus. Jesus, amen, could have said, I can't do nothing for you. That's kind of like going to a doctor. Amen. He can't do something for you. He don't just keep leading you on. I can't help you. Jesus said, if you don't come under the word, I can't help you. Amen. Watch what he said. Jesus said, amen. Brother Man said, Jesus, behold him. He loved him. And he loved those. He loved these people in his organization. Amen. The people of God, they love him. They offer, amen. But the thing about it is, amen, when he calls them, they miss the opportunity. What is an opportunity? The word opportunity means, it's a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. It made it possible for this young man to have life. It made it possible. But he turned it down. Amen. And tonight, church, amen, what are we doing? Are we going to turn it down? Are we going to say, okay? Brother Ben says it like this. Amen. Mothers and fathers expecting his young man, amen, his ambitions to be a great enough money to carry on. Amen. No doubt. This young man, this lad, he gets an opportunity to have life.
Amen.
And he turns it down.
Yes.
What can I do? And Brother Bram says, he said, don't miss your opportunity.
Amen.
Please, amen. Every one of us is faced with an opportunity.
Yes.
Something, like Brother Bram said, there's a little something, amen, peaks at your heart, pricks your heart. Because you can't come to judgment and, amen, and say, God, you didn't tell me. That was a warning in everybody.
Yes.
Every young person, there's a warning.
Amen.
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 Amen. But you faced with that opportunity. Do I want it or do I not?
Right.
Do I want it or do I not?
Right. Very true.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to. He's not going to make you. But he gives you an opportunity to.
Amen.
And Brother Bram says, don't be like the young ruler. Don't miss out that opportunity.
Amen.
You love him tonight.
Amen.
Please, Amen. Like I told the church the other day, I said, you have a choice. But you realize your choice determines your predestination.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
That's the reason, amen, the Bible said, amen, and Joshua, he said, choose you this day. Choose you this day whom you serve. By him choosing, show that he's predestinated.
Right.
Everybody said, well, you're predestinated. We're going to make it. Amen. Your choice is going to fix your predestination.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Esau's choice proved his predestination.
That's right.
Cain's choice proved his predestination.
Right.
They had opportunities.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
They had an opportunity, but their choice in it proved what they was.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I had a choice.
Yes.
It was presented to me.
Yes. Right.
Amen. I made a choice.
Yes.
Amen. And by my choice, amen, proved that I was a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't turn down my opportunity.
Right.
Amen. You love him tonight?
Amen.
Let's stand our feet and give God the glory. God bless you. Amen. You love him? No, I don't preach long at home either. Come wait. Amen.
Let's give him another clap.
I said, that ice cream looks good. Thank you, buddy. Work my blend.
I made a mess up.
Well, I can
get old people to come, you know, they make messes.
Hey, young people clean it up.
Yeah. Who was that in the fellowship meeting said one time? The evil one, Homer.
Right.
And I think Margie said something about thank God that night.
Yeah, buddy.
Good to be in the house of the Lord. Come up, let's sing some songs because we're going to let them get ready. And I promise you, Brother Homer, the ice cream will not melt. Yeah. But we're going to eat some real food first. Brother Mike Olte, last July, you know, he spoke at our 50th anniversary down there in Gillsville. And he asked me, Brother Homer, before when I asked him to come preach for us, he said, why me? I said, you're the only one that's alive of that bunch that we need that needs to come and preach. You're the only one that's alive. So, of the original people that were here, you know, back in the 70s, Brother Mike came here in the 70s, and I said, well, they all done passed on, buddy. You're the only one that's alive. So when I was asking people, I said, well, Brother Homer's the only one alive, Brother Mike's the only one alive, Brother Jewel's the only one alive. So, but we thank you for coming. We appreciate you. We appreciate the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Have you made a choice?
Amen.
You cannot just say, I was born in a message.
Right.
And that gives me that seed.
Right.
No. You got a choice.
Amen.
By that choice, God planted it there.
Right.
Knowing that you would take it and want it more than anything.
Yes.
That pearl of great price.
Yes.
The rich young ruler couldn't find that pearl.
Right.
Amen. He couldn't find that pearl. He had it presented to him, and he couldn't find it. He had eternal life right in front of him,
right.
And he turned it down.
Right.
He came to church. He read his message books. He listens to his message preachers.
Right.
And he lacketh one thing.
Right.
Can you sell it all and follow me?
Yes.
Today, choose you this day who you serve. Let's sing a song. If anybody has a need, we're going to sing till. Till they get ready down there, and then we'll go eat.
Moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord.
Sing it to him.
Singing out.
everybody for coming and participating, and all the sisters for fixing food, and all the brothers to come, and Brother Jewel last night, and bringing the Word of God, Brother Homer today. I was, when we, Brother Homer was speaking, yeah, I'm going to talk for just a minute, okay? Brother Homer said I didn't shut up long enough, that his sandwich got cold last night. So anyway, but you know, you think about Moses. As long as they got those hands, as long as Moses, he got weary when he got older, you know.
Right. Right.
He'd let his hands down, but you know who figured that out? God didn't tell them that. The young boys figured it out.
Right. That's right. Right.
The young boys looked down at that battle and said, hey, when his arms go down,
right,
we losing the battle.
Right.
Somebody get over there and grab that man's hands and raise him up.
Right.
He's getting weary. He's getting toward the end of the journey. He's getting, you know, he's one that we still look to.
Right.
But he needs a little bit of help.
Right.
So I believe that's what we should do as young men in the gospel.
Yes.
Listen, my dad, Brother Mike, Brother Homer, they've literally wore theirself out.
Right. Yes.
Bringing this gospel to the people of this nation.
Amen.
And to the world. Literally wore theirself out physically.
Yes.
So we need to help them. Hold their hands up.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Hold their hands up. Amen. Amen. Pray for them. We all need prayer.
Right.
And pray for all of us young ones. I appreciate the older ones that come through. And, you know, they went through all those doctrines, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All those false ones.
Right.
To bring us a message.
Yeah.
A message of truth. So that we don't have to fight through that same jungle. They made a little bitty path.
Right.
That we can get through.
Right.
And make it to where this is, as Brother Homer said, this is your time. This is your hour. This is the time. This is not Luther, not Wesley, not Pentecost. This is the message of the hour.
Amen.
This is the headstone age. This is the Son of Man age. So we need to act like the Son of Man did.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
But now tomorrow, let me tell you, tomorrow we're going to have an Easter morning service at 9:45. We'll continue with regular service. We'll have... Brother Bob will be doing Sunday school at 9:45 and then have regular service. Brother Mike Olteague will be with us tomorrow to bring the Easter message. And then there'll be a baptismal service. After that service, we're going to go down to my brother's house, the pool down there, and we're going to baptize at least two. May baptize more. You know, it doesn't matter if it's raining. You're going to get wet anyway.
Right.
All right? Bring you an umbrella. But we want to witness and witness this baptism.
Right.
Amen. I appreciate that they want to be baptized. And I appreciate all of you coming. Churches that Brother Tim, different ones that have come to support us and help us.
Amen.
We love you with the love of the Lord. And we thank you very much. Just pray for us here as we have our services here. But we got one more.
Right. Yes.
We got one more service.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow. Just pray for Brother Mike. And we're going to eat now. And the visitors go first. And then we'll have a cake and ice cream. After that, we eat. Older people. They get back to being babies again. It's just a cycle. It's a cycle. They go right back to being babies again. But we'll have cake and ice cream, and Brother Dale will have a birthday party for him after we get finished eating. But we're going to pray over the food here, and then we'll be dismissed. Like I said, thank you all for coming. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And let's pray for the food. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you today, Lord.
Yes.
We've ate some good spiritual food, Lord, and we've had some good fellowship and friendship, Lord, from last night carrying over into today. Now I pray that you'd sanctify the natural food that we're about to partake of, Lord. That you'll be with us, Lord, and lead us and guide us. And truly, if you call, Lord, please let us respond to you, Lord. The call's going out. I believe the last call, the 11th hour worker, the ones are in the field, Lord. I believe that call for that, the true virgins are hearing your voice, Lord. And we're going to take a rapture and get out of this place. Father, just be with each one that's here, Lord. I know some, Brother Homer, different ones have to go back tonight. I pray that you'll give them traveling mercies, Lord. May the highways be clear. And Father, that you bring us back together in one, in Christ. Sanctify the food, Lord. It'll bless our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing one song before we go. Let's sing Spread Your Wings, Little Eagle, and fly if you can.
so spread your wings.
Your confession?
You were born for the.
What are you born for?
You were born
for the sky. Don't let your trials get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagle.
Try.